Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Be obsessed or be average. My name's Grant Cardone, and I'll be reading this book to you today, as well as ad-libbing, adding, and colorifying the delivery of this book. I hope you enjoy it. Really appreciate you purchasing the audio. And if you have any questions, you can always email me, gc@grantcardone.com, gc@grantcardone.com. This book is dedicated to my wife, Elena Lyons Cardone. For over 20 years, I was obsessed with finding the perfect woman for me. Tremendous amount of pain tied up in trying to find this perfect, perfect woman for me. The call was so powerful when I met her. When I first met her, the call was so powerful that I sold where I lived. I sold the house I lived at in La Jolla, California, where I lived like a prince and a king. Sold it, moved to Los Angeles, believing this woman was there. Keep in mind, I hadn't even met her yet. I just believed the call inside of me, this obsession, this idea that she, the woman, the perfect woman for me, the calling of my life was there. I picked up, sold my house, and moved everything to Los Angeles. My business, myself. When I first met her, by the way, which was the first night I moved to Los Angeles, I became obsessed with making this woman my wife and the mother of my future children. Though it took Elena a while to see me for who I am, 13 months. Since she has never tried to change me. For 13 years, she's inspired and encouraged me. Not once has she ever said to me, "You work too much." Not once has she ever asked me for more time. Not once has she ever said to me, "Be someone else. Change this, change that." She truly has been the perfect woman for me. She's an unbelievable partner, a great friend, an amazing wife, and a fantastic mother. And that's why I dedicate this book, Be Obsessed or Be Average, to my beautiful wife and great friend, Elena Lyons Cardone. I hope in your life you're able to find a mate, partner, have a friend, a spouse that supports you, that is as obsessed with your dreams as you are obsessed with your dreams, because it sure makes the whole game a lot easier. Introduction. My entire life, people have been telling me that my obsession with success was a bad thing. I've been called a work addict, compulsive, obsessive, never satisfied, out of balance, tyrannical, even impossible to work with. I was called selfish, greedy, mean to people, okay, narcissistic. Look, I've been called it all. I'm telling you, OCD, ADD, ADHD, so many D's that I started thinking I was a big D. I've been told I was too demanding and that I have unreasonable expectations for myself and for all others. I've had professionals, the so-called professionals, suggest I had diseases and labeled me ADD, ADHD, OCD, and much, much more. Friends and family told me for years, "You need to chill out." I had customers telling me to chill out. I had people that I worked for, that I would produce for, that would tell me to calm down, relax, take it easy, back off, take some time off. I've had more people tell me I needed to take a vacation than I even wanted to take a vacation. Look, the reality is that no matter how much I have tried to squelch or control the obsession I've had with success, it has been the single one thing that is most responsible for my being where I am today. My obsessions, my obsession with success, my obsession with improving my life, my obsession with becoming the Grant Cardone I knew I could be, that sat inside of me, has taken me from lost and broken in every way, by the way, financially, spiritually, physically, every way I was broken at the age of 25 to now owning 5 privately held companies. We do sales of almost $100 million a year here. This past year, I was named one of the top 10 most influential CEOs in the world, New York Times bestselling author of 6-7 books now, and an internationally acclaimed speaker speaking all over the world. I'm an attentive husband, a doting father of 2 beautiful little girls, Sabrina and Scarlett, who I love immensely. I'm a contributing member of society. Last year, I raised over